Child care is expensive. It can be more expensive than a mortgage, rent, or college tuition in a lot of places. It is also in short supply. New York City's mayor has gotten a lot of attention for promising universal daycare. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports it is part of a larger trend to help parents with this enormous expense.
In Queens, New York, Mancy Meikle feeds her six-week-old baby while we talk. She had planned to return soon to her job as a home health aide, but
I've called places up to 6 miles from here, and they don't have any space for babies, so it's an indefinite wait.
She's the sole earner as a single parent and qualifies for a child care subsidy, so being out of work longer is tough.
I can't even think of what that means financially right now because I still have bills to pay.
New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani's goal is child care for all from 6 weeks and up. But to start, the plan is to expand a free preschool program to include two-year-olds. When he announced that in January, Governor Kathy Hochul said the state will pick up the tab.
We're taking the unprecedented step to not just commit for the 2027 budget, which I'm working on right now, but also the following year as well to show you we're in this for the long haul.
That's on top of billions to expand child care statewide. But will lawmakers keep the money coming? That's the key question for a growing number of places, says Elliot Haspel with the independent think tank Capita.
Can child care funding, much like funding for our public schools, be set aside? Or is it going to constantly just be budget cycle battle, which is going to get rough?
He says the pandemic's mass disruption of childcare made clear how much local economies rely on it. And that's boosted public investment, not just in blue states, but also red ones like Texas and Montana. Several have created trust funds for a permanent stream of money. Notably, New Mexico is tapping its oil and gas revenues with an ambitious goal of free childcare for all. Other states have passed targeted tax hikes, like Vermont, where businesses struggled to find workers.
They passed a small payroll tax, 0.44%. Most of it's paid for by the employers. And interestingly, you actually had employers in Vermont basically asking the state legislature to tax them because they were having such a terrible time.
In Cincinnati, working mom Rebecca Dixon faces that brutal calculation. Childcare wait lists were so long when her son was born, she just kept working remotely. She's managed for more than a year, but it's really hard, and she's decided to stop for a while.
Just from a financial standpoint, if we do put him into a daycare, I'm essentially working to pay for that daycare. And for us, it doesn't make sense.
In January, Pricey San Francisco announced it will expand free or subsidized childcare to families who make up to $310,000. It's tapping a commercial real estate tax. Other places use taxes on gambling, cannabis, or tobacco. But none of that revenue is guaranteed.
One of the reasons why the tobacco tax funds are kind of waning because people stop smoking.
Patty Cole is with the childhood development nonprofit 0-3. She thinks eventually the federal government will be the only solution for steady funding to serve children everywhere. But the growing patchwork of programs can help the country get there.
It's really hopeful that we have these kind of pioneers, and hopefully they're going to work through some of the thorny problems so that when we get the rest of the country there, we have lessons learned that we can point to.
One of the biggest thorny problems, raising pay for providers who make poverty wages. Tara Gardner heads the Daycare Council of New York and says it's tough enough to keep people, let alone recruit the many more needed to scale up.
Our centers often find themselves training staff who will then transition to New York City public schools because the pay is higher, the year is shorter, and the benefits are better.
And that leaves parents like Mancy Meikle in Queens stuck. She's glad about the new push for universal care, but wishes it had happened sooner. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.